Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, babe, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, babe, oh, baby,
short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down, down. Unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Another edition of Sand City Radio. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual. My man Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, man. See that you're up and about. Glad that you had a speedy recovery.
Oh yeah, man. Appreciate it, man. Like I posted, man. You the only motherfucker that reached out.
Oh, man, you know, that goes without saying. We family. That's how we do. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, this ain't no thing. Need nothing to harp on. The life was good.
Oh, that's about all.
Huh?
Right. What'd you say at first?
Right, yeah, that's about all.
That's about all.
All we heard is that's about all.
That's all I heard. How was your birthday?
It was nice. It was nice. Thank
you. Did you take care of that little problem you got? Are you still counting the days?
Yeah, I'm still counting the days.
Oh, wow. You ain't getting nothing on your birthday?
Choice. By choice.
Wow. That's the one day a motherfucker can look forward to.
I mean, no matter how, to everybody. Just because you took me out for a birthday treat don't mean you get none.
Whoa. Somebody took you out and you ain't give them none? And you've been struggling?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on before you answer that. Hold on before you answer that. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
He get to hearing something. He don't even let you in. He just got to talk. Wait a minute.
We could get a meal without giving out no pussy. Dang.
Man.
I'm saying, look, this is what I'm saying. If you ain't, like you said, you ain't had none in a long ass time. This guy
mm-hmm.
took you out, he showed you a great time, right?
Mhm.
I mean, he showed you a lot of love, and you couldn't break him off. even though I was struggling.
He might not have been the one.
Well, does it even matter if you ain't had none in so long?
When you got somebody in mind, sometimes all you can think about is one thing. I thought that's what they made rubbers for.
Well, hold on. What does the rubber got to do with anything?
Never mind.
Don't. I just want to know one thing. Where did you go?
Where did I go?
Yeah, to eat. I mean, y'all went out to eat. Where'd you go?
I went, what is that place called? Used to be, what was that so-called upscale soul food place that was out?
Nah, I had no idea. Upscale soul food place.
Georgia Reese's. It used to be Georgia Reese's. The Reaches closed down and they revamped the menu and totally started over, and now it's a steak and seafood house. Pretty nice. Expensive.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. Steak and seafood. So that sounds pretty expensive. Did you order the lobster?
I had a lamb steak, actually.
A lamb steak? Sounds really expensive.
I may have.
Right. I've never even heard of a lamb steak.
What? Me neither. I just tried to go along with it. I never heard of this shit before.
Pretty good.
Lamb steak. Yeah. Granted, I heard what y'all said, but I'm just going to put it out there. You ordered that lamb steak with all the fixings, I'd have been like, lamb steak, check. Dick suck tonight, check. Check, check.
So, wait a minute, the next day.
Wait a minute. You want champagne with that? A little anal. Check, check.
Oh, man.
I'll check it off the menu, baby. Anything you are. Ooh. That motherfucker.
So,
wait.
So. Everything that I did on my birthday for that day is in the grand total equals to a fabulous night in y'all mind.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, hey, you did order on the fucking side of the menu.
I mean, because if that's the case, then he'd probably do a week's worth of stuff. But, I mean, it ain't going to happen.
And I understand that. I'm just saying. But and he didn't make that clear. As soon as you'd have picked that
menu
up,
he made it clear the next day.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, see, he fucked up. He should have made it clear that day. As soon as you picked that menu up, I'd have put my hand on it. Hold on now. You do know this is the fucking side of the menu. What did you usually say? It's steak, lobster, and dick. It's all a combination. It all goes together.
Yeah, petty.
Hello, Jen.
See, and I think that's the problem. That's the problem. Quit expecting shit. Expectations set you up.
Shit. So, what are we doing after this? Well, I think I'm just gonna go and get dropped off and go home. Okay, nothing wrong with that. I can understand that. Hey, can you excuse me a second? Go outside and smoke this cigarette right quick. Be right back.
Your ass gonna be sitting there.
Yeah, if I know that I don't smoke, so hey, you are damn. Did he roll up a blunt? He out there a mighty long time.
Well,
you know what, dog?
I have discovered a new favorite drink. So. That's what I got out of my birthday, a new favorite drink. Move it on.
No, ain't no moving on. If you would have told me, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and go home, I'm going to be like, all right, bet. That's cool. As soon as we get to your crib, I'm going to be like, well, where am I supposed to park at? Cause I'm coming upstairs.
I mean, he could have spent the night. I mean, I wasn't supposed to cuddle him, but, I mean, you know.
He could have spent the night?
Yeah, he could have spent the night.
You not going to give him now?
not?
Well, who you going on a date with, Mike?
I ain't even got no comeback for that.
Wow.
Damn. I can't even go over my couch. You know, you can't even get close to there.
Exactly.
And Laura watching.
Hey, Mike, listen. I want y'all to know that now. Mike is on the line. He is listening.
Oh, well, he the one saying you can't have no
comeback. Yeah, man. Even Mike wasn't even going to go for that, dog.
Oh wow!
I mean, okay. Y'all had dinner. What else did y'all do after dinner? I mean, just give us a date.
The date started with flowers delivered at my door, a car to pick me up and take me to get a massage and back home. Then
okay, that's about
he 200. Picked me up. Then he. Then he picked me up with a birthday in the car downtown.
Hold on for a second. Okay, he sent the car to pick you up?
Mm-hmm.
And the car took you where? To him?
To get a massage. No, it took me to get a massage.
Okay, we up to about 300. Okay, go ahead.
We are not up to no damn 300. But anyway.
Shit. He sent you a
anyway,
car.
Took me back home, got dressed. He picked me up, birthday cake in the car, down for a horse carriage ride, and then for dinner.
And a horse carriage ride?
Yeah, okay.
$700 on you. He spent at least $700.
He did not.
Add that shit up. How much you think a car costs? And a massage could be delivered to you.
They're $75.
I took a horse carriage ride. Mine was one team.
Well, mine was $75.
Dude, how much you think he spent? How much you think he spent, man?
I'm gonna say
he was dropped.
We gonna do like the Price is Right. I'm gonna say $550, Bob.
I'm saying about 300. I bet you this dinner was more than 300. A lamb steak? What the hell they make that? That shit had to be shit then.
The dinner was $122.78.
And the actual retail price is two goddamn
right.
He didn't get none.
He is hot,
petty
man. He fired up. He mad than a motherfucker. I know he hating life.
He was mad. He was definitely hot.
Man.
No, I might have called
him. But hold on though. To my defense, he didn't give off any signs that that's what he wanted. Or that's what he thought was what happened. Who put their bag in the car and dropped me off without saying, can I come in for a nightcap or something?
When he bought that lamb steak, that was the indicator right there.
Bullshit. It's my birthday. I buy what the hell I want to buy. Okay, check this out, though. You don't take me to an expensive restaurant where nothing on the menu is under $42 and then say, you know, when you order on the menu, you know, I get some booty. No.
Yeah.
And you trying to give me the order appetizer.
Damn right. She'll take two of those snails. Two snails.
Yeah, right. You better eat a lot of that free bread.
Yeah, yeah. Garcon, more bread, please. More bread.
Right.
Are y'all ready to order?
Hey,
Tommy, y'all ready to order? Hell no. Just keep bringing the bread.
Y'all ain't shit.
Bring it right and give us two pops. We want two pops.
Yeah,
and a Sprite. God damn it, that's our bill right there.
These
motherfuckers been here 10 hours. All they had is bread and pop.
What type of wine would you like? Any wine? What type do you have? Well, we have no. You, do you have any cold duck? yeah, cold duck.
Or a fifth of that Ricky
God,
Red.
It's petty.
She gonna take some Wild Irish rolls, man. Give us the rolls. Wild Irish rolls.
I didn't have any. I had two blueberry lemon drop martinis. That's what I had.
Ooh, that sounds good. I love my
martini. It was fire. Oof. Ooh, it was a nice time.
What is it called? Blueberry drop?
Blueberry lemon drop.
Oh, blueberry lemon drop. Okay, I'm not trying.
Hey, dog, I swear when he walked past, I'd be like, hey, come here. You make sure you make that with Skoll's vodka. Cheap shit. That not that Top Chef shit. You get some of that Skoll's. I know y'all got some. Some of that Skoll's. You run with that, bro.
Well, I know not to go on no date with y'all. Let's go, Mickey D.
Hell no, you're always going to get love. You're
going to
get love.
Like, look, can you take me a steak and $4 meal?
You ain't talking about giving her ass. This is McDonald's. Let her get cheese. She can get cheese.
I don't want the steak to shake. You know what? Get something for the kids too, since I'm feeling kind of good.
Oh, y'all are petty.
You was wrong for that, man. You was wrong. Let that dude spend all that money, man. You know that dude.
I mean, it ain't like he ain't
that shit, man.
Okay, but it ain't like he ain't got it before. So what about all my extra hard work prior to? Just because it's my birthday don't mean you get lucky. Man, go on.
Yeah, what she said.
Right. I got no comment.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
nah.
I mean, maybe I won't get another day like that. How about that? We'll see about that.
I bet you guys ain't going to take your ass nowhere else.
But hold up. Then he turns around. But check this out. Let me tell you how mad he was. I honest to God, right hand to Jesus. And I believe this man actually physically bought me a gift. But he was so mad. He was like, I wanted to hold your birthday gift back just to see how you react. What was you expecting out of me? I mean, what was the reaction that you were expecting? Me not to give you none? So if I gave you something, I got the birthday gift. And if I didn't, I don't get the birthday gift because that's how I took it.
Hell yeah, I'm walking away with something. I'm walking away with something out the deal. I can take that motherfucker back and get some of my money
tripping,
back.
But I wasn't tripping off the birthday gift, though. I felt like you did enough. I didn't even need a birthday gift, so who's the joke on, you or me?
Well, you weren't going to get it anyway.
Joke going to be on you when I punch you in your stomach. Throw it up. Throw it up. God damn it. You won't have no motherfucker to you. Throw it up.
That we can't even
get
the
deal in. Right. you know you lean in close, think she thinking I'm going to try to kiss. That one, two, three, go, let it go. Let it
close
go.
Close your eyes and open your mouth. Close your eyes and open your mouth. I'm going to stick my finger down your goddamn throat.
I think the night, for that night, he acted like a perfect gentleman. The next day I got a mouthful, but he did not ruin my birthday with, you know, you need to go in here and suck my dick now.
I would have ruined it. I would have ruined your birthday.
But if it didn't go there, that's not her fault. Maybe he wasn't romantic enough. Maybe it was.
It doesn't matter. It's all about what he did before that. He showed her exactly. He gave the woman a car. He gave the woman a massage. He gave the woman flowers. He gave the woman a cake. What more do he got to do? Took you to a expensive-ass restaurant. What else do you expect?
Okay, we expect that anyway. What I'm saying is, if you don't make the attempt to show that you want some or show that, you know, we might have just been having a good friendship night. That don't mean you're supposed to
get with that. Now, Janine, man, you normally can get along on this show, but what am I going to do? Put my dick out on the table? Here you go. Is it right between the bridge?
I mean, okay, case in point. Case in point. Check this out. Case in point. We're getting to the end of the night, and I'm like, I'm ready to go at this point. And in my head, like I said, I didn't mind him spending the night. I thought he was night. But I thought we were going back to his house, so I'm calling to check and see if my kids are asleep, so I ain't got to pick them up. Woo, woo, woo. I'm letting you know that I'm ready to go, checking on the kids, you know, what time it is. You said, you know, we're going to be done about 11:30. I'm giving you little hints, let's go lay down. I'm like, let's go put on, you know, it's a PJ TV type of night, woo, woo. You don't say nothing. You just sit there. To you, to him, that was me saying that I'm tired and I'm ready to go to sleep. And I basically want to enjoy it myself.
So he insecure. So I ain't got time for that. He
now y'all gonna blame him. Now y'all gonna blame him. Now it's his fault.
It is his fault.
That's not his fault.
If you had intentions of spending with me so much so that you had your bag in the car, why when you drop me off? Don't, you know, and we're lingering in the car. Why don't you park? I mean, like, you didn't even park the car. You just pulled up to my door. You didn't even park
shit.
It.
Yeah. You wouldn't even have to say shit. Click, click. Hey, hurry up so I can lock the door. Get this bag out of the truck.
I think it was just a miscommunication. However, he still would have been upset because he still wouldn't have gotten none.
And at the end of the day, that's it right there. No matter what he did, he wasn't going to get none regardless. No matter what he did.
Well, you know, if I was sleeping, a flick of the tongue, I'm just saying, initially, no. But if I had went to sleep and I just woke up with, you know, the tongue between my legs, I mean, you know, I can't really say what would have happened there. But in my mind, that wasn't happening.
He shouldn't even have to go that route.
So, so wait a minute. Hold on. Calm down, brother. Calm down. I know you get emotional about stuff like that. Just calm down. Calm down.
Okay, stand, y'all.
So, you said slip of the down. If the tongue was down there, you can't say what would happen.
You know.
What about if the.
Yeah,
okay, all right. Well, so, what about if the dick was on your forehead?
Yeah, in my sleep, no, because you used the analogy that I was sleeping, I was just woke up like that. No, I don't want to be woke up with a dick on my forehead. I mean, that don't, you know, make my,
just
name turning my wheels
tapping.
Right then and there.
He could have just been tap.
No, that might actually got you cussed out and go home. Matter of fact, now go home because you don't woke me up.
Right, that was the whole purpose.
It was
her
birthday, not his.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And on his birthday, mind you, his birthday was at the end of October. He was served well. I mean, shit, this is my birthday. I don't want to have none. We celebrated your birthday. You celebrated mine the way I wanted to.
See how that work out? So you broke him off on his birthday.
I did.
Yep. But he couldn't return the favor.
I was good.
Tap,
man,
tap,
after all
tap.
That money.
Tap.
Why does the money matter?
It doesn't.
I don't understand then. How does money? Oh my God.
He work hard for
I'm not.
So
wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on.
Let's get this straight. That's father time. I'm not tripping about the money. I'm not. The money ain't what I'm tripping on. But my only thing is the tap.
I'm just saying the X amount of dollars does not equal you get the cobbler, nor does tap make my wheels turn. And say, stick it in my mouth, baby. Just give it to me. Ooh, daddy. No.
That's
now, what if
you would have
did that while you were asleep?
Huh?
You over there sleep. He trying to penetrate your lips. Then what?
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Okay, let's make this make sense. You really going to take your chance sticking your dick in somebody's mouth and that they might be mad at you when they wake up?
I mean, she could be thinking about that lamb steak she ate last night.
Exactly. Shit. You really gonna try that one, dog? Come on now, let's make it make. Let's make it make sense, bro. That one ain't down. No, we ain't gonna do that one.
Could have been having a dream. Could have thought somebody was coming in the room trying to molest me. And it's that boy. That really ain't a bright idea. And I'm petty, so I probably would have bit it just because. Oh, my bad. Fuck. My mommy kissed it. Get the fuck out of here.
That's the shit you said in the back.
I ain't gonna do
that.
I'm not, because I already knew I'm not doing that one. Mm-mm. I mean, I'm gonna weigh the options out here. Man, wait a minute. It's a good chance she kid. It's a 50-50 chance that she can wake up pissed off. Nah, that one ain't worth it. That one ain't worth it at all. But, you know, Father Time live on that wild side. He wouldn't take that
damn. Goddamn right. You better remember who's laying next to you when you close your eyes.
In that case, you can't spend the night. Ain't no cuddling for you. Drop at the door.
Yeah, I'll let you go to the restaurant, so I'm not even thinking about spending the night. You be
here.
Calling Uber from the restaurant. This shit ain't working
out. Look here,
I spent too much money for this shit.
When I say I looked it amazing in this dress. You wasn't going to leave me in that restaurant. You just wasn't going to leave me there.
Yo, okay.
I'm just saying, you aren't going to leave me there.
Your amazing ass has been walking.
Right.
No.
That's the sexiest motherfucker I've seen walking down the street in a long time.
Yes,
it is.
Shit. I hope you gentlemen, so-called gentlemen, are not like this in real life. Y'all are treacherous. Oof.
I'm
yeah,
just saying, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Yeah,
right.
This is just
hold
for
on.
The show.
Somebody would have gotten me
just,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
I had a long split cut all the way up to my thigh. I might have got raped or something on the way home, but something stopped.
I think you know, that next motherfucker going to be thinking the same thing.
Exactly.
He can be thinking whatever he
wants,
just like the other one was. As long as I get
where
I need to go.
You fucking around getting one of them cars that ain't got no handles on it.
Well, you shouldn't have left me there in the first motherfucker. You shouldn't, as a gentleman, you shouldn't have left me there in the first motherfucker. You picked me up at home, take me home.
Well, you
can't
call that
car. Get your way and leave. How you going to get mad because you can't get your way and leave me somewhere? What kind of shit is that?
I'm sorry. The Ike Turner just came out in me. I truly apologize.
Negative. Blocked.
And then I would have texted you like, you make it home all right?
Sorry, the person you are calling is unavailable.
I'd have gave one of them texts. Hey, I just came back from smoking my square and you was gone.
Right.
I had to go all the way back home and get a pack of squares. Anyway, right. I mean, that as long as you enjoyed your night, that's what's up.
Yeah, I think the dude showed you a great time. You should be. I hope you was happy.
I was. I enjoyed my company. However, I mean. Okay, so let's go into another topic. Is it wrong things with people, you know, like say concerts, dates, or away, and the whole time you're there, you're like, damn, this is supposed to be with somebody else? How wrong is that?
Well, did you make the person feel like that they weren't supposed to be? I mean, did you make the person feel like that they wasn't wanted there?
No. I mean, like, you actually enjoyed your time, but, you know, like, when you actually physically go back over, like, pictures or you just are thinking, you just, like, feel like you are meant to do this with somebody else. Like, this ain't supposed to be you. I'm not supposed to be sharing this moment with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see that happening.
I've never actually thought like that, though.
No, well, I haven't thought that quite a few times, especially when I look at pictures. I'd be like, But, so that's, I mean, is that normal or not normal? Am I the only one who thinks like that? Or have thought like that?
Well, I think I've thought of it into my mind before, like you someplace and you're like, man, I wish I was here with somebody, serving somebody else. Yeah. That.
I've never thought that before, man. I've never thought
every
that.
Place you have, I believe you.
Seriously, I've never ever thought that.
Okay. I'm sorry, not just to switch. I'm finna switch the whole thing. But had anybody seen this? That Kanye West actually went up to Trump Towers just so he could just. I just want to take a picture with you.
You know, I saw.
I mean,
that, where he went there. I didn't know what he went there for.
He just thought, I want to take a picture with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump came down and took pictures with him.
Wow, really? Well, you know, that motherfucker just got out the hospital, so he probably was still doped up, so.
No, and he was on his way to see his psychiatrist.
Exactly.
Really, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
That's what he went to New York for, something they said.
That dude ain't got it all. He is out there. That's them Kardashians.
That's all. I don't pay no attention to what he be doing.
It ain't him. It's them Kardashians.
He was crazy. Ever since his mother passed, he changed. I mean,
and
he always had this, like, he always had this ego about him, but after his mother passed, he just started going to crazy.
Yeah, but he ain't nowhere near. Think about this. Think about every man you ever heard about with a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they now? They didn't turn Bruce into a woman. They turned their daddy into a woman.
Bruce was already
Lamar's
a woman.
Lamar's a dope fiend now.
He was already.
And then the Tigger dude broke trying to keep up with the Kaylee girl. I mean, come on. Only one that made it out was Ray J.
No, hold on. He's mediocre at best. I mean, he's a reality star. I mean, you know, he's mediocre
I'm saying
at
as far
best.
As all that, I'm saying as far as all the crazy stuff.
No, look at him. He's crazy now. Have you ever seen him on some of them damn shows?
Yeah,
maybe with you. You crazy. But he ain't making either. He's feeling the curse, too. And you're forgetting somebody, Reggie Bush. You know, he was one of the top motherfucking running backs in the NFL. He lucky if he can be on the second string. Right. He's lucky if he makes second string.
And the basketball dude, Chris Humphreys. He ain't even in the
league
no more.
Yeah. I thought he was down in Atlanta.
He might be riding somebody's bench. But you don't hear his name no more. He was a good-ass white boy. He could shoot his ass off. Not now. It's that curse.
Hell, look at the daddy. The daddy died. Shit, he died crazy. I'd rather die than be with these goddamn kids. This bitch fucking
and
OJ.
Poe Kanye.
Right. I'm saying, I mean, y'all know she fucking OJ. He knew that. He know that other kid ain't his.
Which one?
Which one? Chloe. Look at that head. That ain't OJ's baby. I don't know who is.
You think that's OJ's baby, man?
I think
you are so behind if you ain't heard about that.
No, I don't follow them Kardashians.
He gonna bring up the Kardashians and say, "No, I don't follow
them." I mean, I just, you know, I just know about the dudes that they fuck with because they always in the news for something.
That's what I'm saying. Hell, the mama was fucking OJ
and turned him into a double murderer.
Oh, goodness.
Man, oh, man, they got some voodoo shit going on. I mean, I'd be scared to sleep with one of them, man. I mean, dude bought her that con, and then he couldn't even afford it. They repoed it. I mean, come on, how bad is that? You know, he bought her that car for her birthday and couldn't afford it, and they repoed the car. The Tigger dude.
Who you talking about? Oh.
Tigger. He bought a Ferrari or a Testarossa or something he bought. $200,000. He couldn't afford it. And they came and took that motherfucker right back. Yeah, we need our car back.
Well, you know, I don't follow him. I don't follow him as a rapper or nothing like that. But, I mean, has he had any hits out? Now, I know he's part of Young Money, Cash Money at one point in time, but since then, what has he done?
I guess he was hot for a while. I mean, I ain't never even heard a song from the dude, so. I mean, he was, you know, he was living that lifestyle, so. I mean, I like you, but damn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dog, that's like giving your woman a ring and the jewelry store saying, give us our shit back. He ain't make the payments. How you gonna look
in?
How you gonna look?
Okay, now, hold on. I've heard that situation before. Well, I mean, what if somebody did just come and take your ring back? How mad would you be? I mean, hold on for your answer now. He tried. He went out and he knew this was the type of ring you wanted, so that's the ring he went and got. But, I mean, it was a little bit over his budget, and he couldn't keep it up. But would you think the initial thought is that, well, he did try? Or you just be like, I don't believe this motherfucker didn't get this ring for me. Then, which one, I mean, you go, how would you feel?
I would rather him get me something he can afford than get me something he can't afford. As long as he get me something, I would know that that was from his heart. He ain't got to give me what I want at that moment. We can build to that.
Okay. So,
well,
hold on.
Hold, yeah. Right, go ahead and finish, man.
So, I mean, it's like, so when they came and repulled the ring and he said, baby, well, I got to take the ring back.
Well, they
got
to get the ring off my finger first. Because somebody got to get me bound up first.
If I happen to be John Paz and I see two security guards and got you in a full Nelson, you know, got your goddamn pants.
Something wrong with all y'all.
I will be like, hey, I'm just going to yell out the window, just give the ring back. Give it back. They got an ass in a Kim Patera full of Nelson shaking her ass. She ain't dropping it. I ain't dropping shit.
You got to hear that ass with the tranquilizer. Tranquilizer.
Right. They got tranquilizer.
Leave it that deep, let it go.
Right.
Let the ring go,
hey, you can hear his partner. Hey, dog, you can hear his partner. Yo, Tony, help me, man. She's strong as hell, man. Help me.
Yeah, that damn. Sound has been strong. God damn.
motherfuckers totally get over here.
Right.
Shit.
But
I mean, he got
but the crazy thing is, I think way too much money is spent on rings. And I actually went and created a custom ring when I was talking about this, and I did it with a gemstone that looks like a diamond with colored stones around it. And I got cussed out about it. Like, you gonna make me look bad? I mean, but it ain't the same motherfucking ring. It's my ring. So how you gonna get mad?
Well, somebody gotta build it. He still gotta pay somebody to build it. He gotta pay somebody to build the ring.
I customized this ring. The ring, I think it was like $895, something like that. The metal was real. The gemstones were real. It just wasn't a diamond. I had gemstones instead of diamonds. And they were pissed at me. Like, you're not going to make me look bad. That's not a wedding ring. But it's my motherfucking ring. Why would we spend thousands of
dollars? I would have had no problems with that.
I'm just a little more practical. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. It ain't that easy.
I had no problems.
The green ring that I want.
It's cheaper to build your own ring.
Exactly. And the green ring that I want, we can't afford. So let's not even, I mean, it ain't no comparison. So let me do some other shit.
Okay, so now the question still remains. They come to get the ring. I tell, hey, baby, I tried, but I can't afford it no more. We got to give them the ring back.
Okay, let's get a ring back. Let's go to the Swarovski crystal store and replace that motherfucker with something that's $400. Because it ain't just that motherfucking deed. It ain't, I mean, let them have it.
So you wouldn't be mad?
No.
Well, okay.
I probably would have cussed them out for the amount of money. Okay, totally off subject, and I know I was wrong. I understand what I did was wrong, but nonetheless, so let's say about 7 years ago, since I got a ring box, and I'm thinking it's a proposal, but okay, it's not, cool, whatever. I opened this box to this ring, and my kid's father is just crazy enough to leave a fucking receipt in the bag. I don't know why. I don't understand that, but anyway. So I open the ring, I look at the ring, I like the ring, I'm excited about the ring, it's, you know, a little simple ring, whatever. But I did see the receipt, and I look at the receipt and see the cost of the ring, and immediately got pissed. I didn't tell him that, however, I took a picture of the ring and sent it to my girlfriend along with the receipt, and I said, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but this ring, okay, mind you, the clarity and, you know, all that, the five C's of the diamond might have not been the same. But he could have got this ring at, like, Walmart instead of paying $600 for, like, a half a carat. I was pissed.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's stop this. And I just want to get this right. Because I know why he left the motherfucking receipt in there. Just to let you know how much it cost. That was done on purpose. But you got an attitude because I spent my money. Was any of that money yours?
It was ours. It was combined motherfucking income. Hell yeah, I was pissed. The same.
What were you mad
about?
Hold on.
I was mad at the amount of money that he spent on this one carat. And it wasn't an engagement ring. It wasn't a wedding ring. Why spend $600 on just a ring? When I tell you this ring, could have found it at Walmart for every bit of $199, maybe $89. It was Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? Sale. I was pissed. $600? I was pissed. I don't know. I'm going to live financially, you know.
So you thought he overspent?
I'll be thinking dollars and cents. I did. I was pissed.
But, you know, he might not even spent that amount. You know how they have the tag on there, but it was on sale.
No, he did. Because the ring was originally $899 and it was on sale for $600.
Okay.
Behind leaving the receipt in the bag was it was my warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But at the
hold on, I'm gonna use that, dog. That's a good one. Y'all left the receipt because that's your warranty.
I mean, nonetheless, I mean, I'm just saying the current financial state that we were saving to do this, that, and I was pissed. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, like I said, I'm a little more practical when it comes to money. I would go spend $120, and you would think I spent $800. I'm just that damn good. But, you know what I'm saying? I was pissed. I ain't going to even lie. I was pissed. I was pissed.
I done took your motherfucker back. Fuck it.
I mean,
give it back.
I mean, well, he didn't know that. He didn't know that until months later when he went in my phone being nosy. But
still, though, I mean, the man took the time out to spend the money on you, and then you gonna get mad that he spent the money on you?
Check it out. I said I was wrong. However, I was pissed off. I'm not even gonna lie. I was pissed.
Because he always could have bought some Xbox points.
I would have took that motherfucker back and bought $600 worth of give me $600 worth of points. Now. money going to get spent anyway. Fuck it. Might as well give me some points.
I would have been perfectly happy with a ring that costed $200-$300. And you could have kept $200-$300, and it could have went for something.
You know what,
a little
though?
That's all I'm saying.
That's understandable. That's what you just said is very understandable. I can understand what you just said. But he took the time out to think about you. I'm pretty sure he thought, well, yeah, I can go get a little bullshit ring from Walmart. But this is my baby. I want to make sure she got some good shit on.
I get that. I get it. I was wrong. I mean, but I didn't tell him that. I mean, and nobody tell you to go through my motherfucking phone and be all in me and my girlfriend conversation.
What's his number? I'm going to call him and bring him on the show and tell him my damn self.
Yeah, you're not about to get me cussed out for disclosing our business all on the air. Yeah, okay. Look, me and the BB crew, we don't need no unnecessary drama. We good right now.
Yeah, that's a breakup right there. I can't believe this shit. I spent $600 on her ass and she still get fucking mad? What the fuck I gotta do?
And you want to know the sad part about it is I went like a year later, maybe a year and a half too, I went to the pawn shop, not the pawn shop, to the flea market with my mother. And I don't know if I actually lost it there, but push come to shove, I lost this damn ring. I don't know if I took it off while trying on rings there, or I took it off while I was at work taking care of a patient, but push come to shove, I lost this ring. And then I tried to replace it, and when I went back to replace it, they wanted a fucking $1,000 for the ring. And I was like, look, shit. Hey, see what had happened with that?
Yeah, that would have been our last conversation. I'm moving out like a motherfucker. Lost my shit on purpose.
I love the ring. I'm actually shitty that I lost it. I was upset with the amount of money that he spent on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I guess
you
want
them
bars
to please these motherfuckers.
This is coming from somebody who's putting gemstones in her damn wedding ring. Like, I mean, I feel like after 5 or 6 years, you should know me well enough that, okay, I might want to do something nice for her, but.
I'm going to tell you not. I get bitten ass by a snaggletooth mule before you get another one.
Oh, I got another one.
From you?
Kudos to him. I couldn't do it.
I did. I mean, the next year we decided not to actually physically go out and buy each other's gifts, that we would go to the mall the next day and pick out what we wanted. And I picked out a new ring. Same amount of carats for $175, same quality. Just saying.
And I understand that, but I wouldn't have bought you shit.
Not a goddamn thing. Cubic zirconia? Goddamn right. Now to print up a fake receipt. Hey, make this shit cost $1,000 for him. Here's an extra $20. Put that shit in the bag. I paid $9.99 for this shit. $9.99, not $9.99. That's ungrateful, man. I'm sorry. That's ungrateful.
Hello.
Yeah, man. Father Time don't.
And while y'all talking cubic zirconiums, I'll get married with one of them too. I'm telling you, the price of motherfucker. Ladies is smart. Yeah, y'all. I'm not that damn bougie. I just ain't.
I understand that.
I tell you
what.
Fuck what you're talking about. All that money, man. Look. I can be living
life. Man, I understand what you're saying, but still, if a motherfucker did something nice, don't do that.
I didn't tell him that. I mean, I didn't. I knew telling him would be wrong. So, I bent it to my girlfriend. I'm like, okay, I got this ring. I love it. However, I mean, like, for real, our situation. We're not doing bad, but, we got to go in my, like, Jessica, for real. Like, for real.
Well, the next ring I bought you,
nobody told him to go through my phone. That was his fault. He invaded my privacy.
When it said my
BFF, you had no business reading it. If it wasn't a nigga name that you didn't know, you had no business going through it. No.
Somebody else talk.
I had this conversation earlier. I had this conversation with a coworker earlier. And I really think at some point in time, you really got to, let's just use your situation. All right, I hear what you're saying. And you know what I'm saying? If you felt he spent too much money, okay, I can even understand that. But I think a situation like that, you shouldn't have said nothing, not even to your BFF, nobody. Some situations you just need to just take to your grave, like, okay, I'm just not going to say I may feel this way, but this one I'm just not going to talk about. Because by you telling your BFF, it still got back to him. Whether he found out by going through your phone or not, it still got back to him. That was one of them you should have just shut up, bite the bullet, and just dealt with it. That should never came out to nobody other than yourself. Not even your mama. You shouldn't told nobody that one. Because you knew deep down that he really did it out of, like, love and all that good shit, and you got a attitude about it, man.
Okay, again, 6 years ago, I've learned a thing or two since then, but I'm just saying, then I was pissed.
Now, you could have just took the rain back, got your money back, and went and got the rain for the right price. And
how's she going to get his money back? He spent the money. How you going to take the shit back that he spent on you?
It was in cash.
He
paid in cash.
She still got the money back.
She
still got the same ring, and she got some cash.
I would even see it.
I took a picture of that. Hold on, baby. Let me see that ring again. Hold on. That don't look like the same ring I bought. I got a picture of it on my phone.
Let me check it out. I'm saying it's the same ring. You know, we know how to wheel and deal. We know where the coupons. We know how to get the discounts and stuff like that. We know that ring shouldn't have cost it that much. So if we know we could go get it somewhere cheaper, that's what we do.
You didn't bring me my change back. If you got a better
I wouldn't have had not one issue sharing.
Janine, I understand the coupons and all that shit, but at the end of the day, it's what I bought for you. Even though we can go somewhere else and get it cheaper, at the end of the day, I bought it for you to have, so keep the motherfucker. No matter how much it costs, I bought it for you.
I will keep it.
Right, next time.
That's what I'm saying.
Just keep it pushing.
I want to see you clipping those goddamn coupons, talking about I'm about to run to the store right quick with a motherfucking jewelry coupon in your motherfucking purse. I'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Every kiss begins with Tay. Hold on. Where you going?
Oh, shit.
I'll be right back. The fuck out of here.
What's crazy is, though, like, the ring that I purchased the next year, I don't know. I just had this bad habit of shopping looking at jewelry. But anyway, Kay's has this section on their website where they repo their rings back from people. So my ring is now in the repo section for 30% less. Y'all understand how bad I wanted to take it back and trade? Can I trade this in for this one? Can I trade it in for
that
one?
I didn't know they had
paid for it. They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them. Some business made me spend full price. They ain't tell me nothing about no payment plan.
Well, they probably looked at your credit
history. You should have
told me we ain't have it all. I probably looked at his credit history. They done went back to Albert's on his ass.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah,
yeah,
that probably would have. Yeah, that motherfucker, he don't make monthly payments. You don't make it.
Well, hell, they even got Lifeway. Hell, you can make payments until you pay that motherfucker off.
Yeah, but then you risk a chance of getting that motherfucker took. We moving, baby. We got to move. This is the address that they got, so we got to move. Have a man said on South Central, we got to move.
Y'all are crazy.
Only in Sand City. Well, I mean, what time? Well, it ain't time yet. Marley
Daddy, Daddy,
ain't
if
time.
You
Marley
sending
cup.
This ever get back to you, I'm sorry. I won't say nothing else about nothing else.
Shit, he probably hates your ass. You lost your $600 ring. He told him you spent too much for it.
He might not like me, but he definitely don't hate me. He might not like me too much.
I guess.
I mean, look, I was.
Don't take shit back, I gave you. I don't give a fuck. You don't like that shit, you better throw that shit in the drawer. Don't take that shit back. Well, I don't leave receipts, so you stuck with my shit. Unless you take it to the pawn shop.
I was about to say, it's always
you,
pawn shop.
I mean, okay, so are we even?
You'll
I
never see a receipt fucking with me.
Okay, check this out. So, I talked about the ring. I lost the ring, whatever. I bought a $400 weight mix set that he never used, and he turned around a year and a half later and sold that motherfucker for not nowhere near what I paid for it. So, I mean,
you
are we
lost
even
his
now?
Ring? You
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Even
now? That's even. Even Steve.
Okay,
long you
long
lost
we
his
even?
Ring?
All right. As long as we even, we good. But
well, you claim you lost his ring. You claim you lost
it. Hey, I did. I did.
You're not finna come home and tell me you lost a $600 ring. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can't tell me you lost a ring that was on your finger.
I wanted that ring so bad and felt so bad about losing it that I tried to replace it. However, I'm not finna pay you $300 more than what I paid for and I got the paperwork for it. You're gonna give it to me for this price?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, whatever.
How you lose something that was on your finger? It was stuck on your finger. That means you had to take it off. Why
did
you take it off?
I work in healthcare. I don't wash dishes in my jewelry. And I said I was at the flea market trying on other jewelry. Damn.
You be a dead
the
motherfucker.
Don't take off
my
ring?
Oh,
I don't know
Lord,
too many women
that
wear their ring 24/7. You said don't go there.
No, don't go there. Don't go there. When we had that one show, he's about to go upstairs to check to see if the ring was there.
Mm-hmm. No, I took it back.
Mm-hmm.
You took the ring back?
Yes, I did.
How did she feel about that?
Don't matter.
Wow. Now it don't matter. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't matter. All right. Meanwhile, we had a conversation on the show maybe about 3 weeks ago where I said that I didn't need a man to help me pay these bills. I just wanted to, you know, him to come do what he do and go about his way. Well, now I changed my mind. I'm going to need some extra stuff now. I done added some
expenses. You had that on your birthday.
I added some expenses to my household, so now I can't afford to just
be playing around.
You blew that on your birthday.
Right. You let him go. Dang.
I did not blow it on my birthday. He's still around. All I got to do is go over there and, you know, play makeup.
I ain't making shit up with your ass. You better even call me right about now.
I'm really not. I am a really good girl. I just, you know, I'm a little, I like shit my way. That's all. I'm just a little full.
Yeah, that's all right. When you need help paying them bills, call that other motherfucker. I ain't helping you pay shit. I already spent $700 on you. They ain't get shit out the deal. Now you want me to help you pay a bill? You got me fucked up.
On another note, check this out, y'all. We getting everything together. We getting ready for this movie thing is really about to happen. So and it's so crazy that, and I gotta say thank everybody for all the support that they've been giving us. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that has shared the movie trailer, we've been getting a lot of support. A lot of people been coming up saying that they got our back.
Oh,
that they, you know.
Oh, my God. Look at that. How the fuck do you total a car like that? Sorry.
What the fuck? You know what? That's it. I'm done.
Just say a prayer. Just say a prayer. I'm sorry.
Well, like I said, I thank everybody for all the support, everything that they was doing. I mean, you know, it's finally about to happen. So, hey, when it do, it's going to be something epic. And speaking of which, Ms. Pimp, what's happening?
Good morning!
I'm going to let that slide because you helped us out, so I'm going to let that one slide.
And that was for you, Father Time.
Hey, I'm going to let that slide.
Yes, sir.
You showed us love, so I'm going to let you have this one. You can say all that right. Shit all night long. I ain't going to say a word.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
Hi, Long.
Man, this weather is fucked up. I've been listening probably for like the last 15 minutes, and I've had a really shitty day, y'all. I just had a real shitty day, but I called just to get in different space. Way different space other than what I was in. Yeah. Shitty day. My car got beat up today by the weather.
Yeah,
like,
I slammed
into my car.
I saw that. Don't worry. We're going to use it as another prop. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, hell no. Right? It'd be perfectly, no. I'm right ugly.
No. We can still use it, though, because remember, nobody never saw what I did with the car after I jacked it.
True that, but I'm right ugly.
Oh, you're going to get it fixed before then?
Yeah, gotta do that. Hey, people been walking up to me. At least three people have walked up to me and was like, man, you look half familiar. Oh, yeah. Like, what? You know, and I'll be at work, so I'm already, like, looking around and making sure shit, because, you know, it's what I do, but... But somebody walk up on you like, shit, this motherfucker looks crazy as hell. Like, oh, yeah, what the fuck you talking about? Talking about that movie.
Oh, yeah, you.
They want to know.
Everybody know the popo.
Oh, it's it's just like I said, it's crazy for people that you ain't never seen before to recognize you. You know what I'm saying?
I get that shit all the time.
Man, it's crazy.
Well, man,
I know,
right?
I get that
shit
all the time.
I you know what? I believe you too, dog. Because I know they be like, hey, Forrest Whitaker.
No, they be like, that's new Denzel.
That's the new Denzel. Ain't that the new Denzel?
Check out my new movie coming out on Christmas.
That's new Denzel.
Well, all right.
I'm going to let you have that.
Yeah, I get that. Look, I did get the Forrest Whitaker. Hey, dog, I actually signed his name, man. No lie, true story. I was walking through the Mall of America, and these little kids was like, I saw you on TV last night. I ain't say shit. They was like, can we get your autograph? And I signed that his name.
Hell nah.
I actually did that. I hope I spelled this shit right.
They were happy with him. It'll spell with two T's, motherfucker. You got the wrong damn name.
I don't know, man, but I sure signed that paper for him. He thought I was forced to look like a motherfucker. They did. I didn't say shit.
That's funny.
I never once said I was him. I never once said that, yes, I am Forrest Whitaker. He said, I saw you on TV last night. I said, oh, for real? He said, ain't you Forrest Whitaker? I didn't say shit. Can we get your autograph? I said, yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I signed that motherfucker's name.
Oh, that's God.
Man, don't be mad, Forrest. You got two new fans, bro.
Well, now they see you, they're going to say, you, hey, ain't you Bob's son? Because we're going to make something epic. We're going to make something real epic happen.
I'm down.
Hey, the club owner, one of the spots I work at, he wants in. He is very interested. I mean,
really?
He was impressed.
I mean, we need a spot to shoot a club scene in.
He's with it. He's very, very impressed with the whole demo.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I mean, hey, if you can make that happen, please do. Sooner than later.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put you in touch with him. Definitely going to do that.
What kind of club is it? Strip club?
No, it's not. But a couple of these bitches are trying to make it into one. Try to handle that. No, it's a bar and grill. It's a cool little spot. It's to me, it's like a nice duck off from like the big clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
It's a nice little duck off in Castleton, no doubt. But it's a mixed crowd, and I like that. It's cool.
They go to extras.
Man, I mean, you know, we can get something jumping off, man. I mean, because I already got in my mind that we got a club scene that we need to shoot. And hey, if he wouldn't let us do it, I mean, it's exposure to his club.
I'm almost like, he can see it already in like, for real.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm
with
that.
Yeah, I can roll with that.
Like I said, well, we plan on doing something. It's gonna be like, wow. When we done with it, motherfuckers gonna be like, hey, them boys got talent.
You know, it's funny to me because I probably show the video on average like 3 times a day to different people. And I got to figure out a way how to do it.
Before you do that, and this is what my daughter taught me. don't just show the video on your phone. Let them pull it up on their phone so we get more hits.
Right. That's why I was like, it's not being, like, logged as even being viewed if it's constantly being viewed off of, you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing. So, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Probably.
Send them the link. I say, damn shame took my damn 14-year-old daughter to show me that one. She said, Daddy, I got you at least 50 views. I said, how? She said, every page that they wanted to see it, I made them log on to it. I'm like, I'm going to send y'all the link, and y'all got to log on. I'm like, oh, okay, pretty smart. So, hell, I started doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about
that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I got to think of a way to do it so that, you know, it's wrong as being used.
Exactly. There you go. Okay, I got to ask, Father Time, in the course of a day, how many times do you watch it?
Probably about 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay. I didn't slow down now. I didn't slow down. I done probably slowed down to about 4 or 5 times a day now. But I am not going to lie to you. That first week, shit. Every free chance I got. I'm watching that motherfucker. I'll be in there doing some work on the motherfucker house. Wait, let me just look at this one last time. Wait a minute. Hey, man. Don't you see my goddamn furnace blowing up? It'll be all right. Let me just watch this one more time. I mean, it's not the fact, I don't want nobody thinking like, all right, you know, they got the big head. It's just the fact that it was so many people that said we couldn't do it. It was just so many people had no faith in us. Like, oh, trust me when I tell you, I didn't beg and beg, hey, man, come on, put something behind this, man. I got an idea that's going to do something, man. Yeah, all right, whatever. And without none of their help, it got done.
Funny because I'll be like in awe. Like every time I look at her, I see something different. Every time, like, damn. You know? I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just wait till you see the second trailer. Second trailer really
gonna
have that.
Do the lights have you seen? I wanna sing.
Sure.
You know, you ain't gotta all speak at once. Don't worry about it.
I got you.
You took too long. Don't even worry about it.
I already got a perfect thing for you. It's gonna be a restaurant. Wait a minute, listen, hear me out. God.
Do I get to see it?
It's going to be a restaurant scene. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to need you to just sit back and play the extra for a minute, you know. And then, hold on, listen to me now. And when we get ready to leave out the restaurant, we're going to have your man jump up and say, what the fuck you mean you're not giving me none and I done spent all this motherfucking money? You know what? Walk your motherfucking ass home. I couldn't resist it. You made that too.
So you said restaurant scene, I already knew where it was going.
But no, seriously though, and all bullshit aside, we really gonna need like some extras, some people. I mean, you know, just some people that's willing to just, like, okay. Some people just want to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, if you want to be, I promise you, anybody that's serious that really want to help us, I will find something for somebody to do. I mean, it might not be what you want, but it will be because it's like, this shit is, you know, I mean, I'm not going to even lie and sit here and say that it's just like a piece of cake to do. It's not, because it's like 100 ideas. Father Time got ideas, I got ideas. I mean, it's like Jerry got ideas. It's just like, oh, Lord, and trying to get all this to, I mean, because we don't want to put no half-ass thing out there. We don't want to put no shit where the motherfucker be like, damn, they could have kept that shit. We want some shit where y'all motherfuckers like, hey, okay, y'all need to make another one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I say, we gonna need help from all the way around. I even came up with a love scene for O.
pretty sure he gonna like that.
Man, it's with Miss Pimp.
Get the hell out of here.
Stop.
Somebody start talking shit.
She like, yeah, but what?
Oh my God. And
you make sure you tell your niece if she come down here, I will guarantee to get her back in, because she was just like, we were sitting there just dumbfounded, like, we need one more person. Where the fuck we gonna get this person? And she came through like a trooper.
Yeah, she'll be there. That's for sure. That is for
sure. Like I said. Oh, I mean, that second trailer is gonna be something to behold. We getting it together. We even gonna make Janine get in. We gonna make Janine get in there somewhere. We ain't gonna tell y'all where she at. We ain't gonna even tell her where she at. We just gonna film her.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Hold up, y'all. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, everybody?
Molly
Mall.
Oh yeah, well, I wasn't even looking at the clock. Trying to get Molly down here to get in the scene, the two.
I'm in better shape.
I know what Marley calling for. The life of Marley would like to see.
I hear Marley, I got you.
I'm serious. I've been going through some things. I ain't had time to pull out the selfie stick. I got you though, I promise. It's worth the wait,
right,
I promise.
Well, this time I want you to have a Mrs. Claus outfit on.
I was actually thinking more of a bow in front of the Christmas tree, but I mean, I got you. I'm telling you, it's gonna be worth the wait.
Hey, that's cool. Yeah,
Marley,
man, you
I
put
want
me that.
That
video. You put me my video now. My damn arms is a whole lot bigger now from shoveling this fucking driveway all damn night. Damn.
Oh, man, I know the feeling. I know the motherfucking feeling. Man, my apartment complex, the one I work at, is 623 apartments. So you can imagine how much we had to shovel today.
No.
With motherfuckers getting attitude. Hey, is you going to put some salt down after that, bitch, if you don't get your ass away from here? Oh, he got an attitude. You think?
You know.
Now take in mind, we didn't start shoveling until after 1 o'clock. So, you know, in my mind, I'm like, if you really wanted to get the fuck out that house, you would have got your ass out of the shovel before we even started.
I feel you on that.
It took y'all out long enough. Dude, y'all some piss po ass maintenance men. Bitch, if you don't go clean that house up.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So if a guy is trying to talk to a woman and you ask the woman, you know, what is it that you look for in a man? Right? So the woman says, you know, I look for honesty, good communication, and, you know, if you have children, you know, so you want to make sure that that man takes care of his kids. Now, out of that, he responds, well, I only lie to get out of trouble. What does that mean?
Only what?
I only lie. That, his response was, I only lie to get out of trouble.
What kind of
smart man?
Okay.
You know what?
I mean, out of trouble with the law, out of the trouble with me. Wait a minute now.
That's a wide spectrum to go around. Shit, he just said in general, I lie to get out of trouble. So if you ever get him in trouble, he's going to lie to get the hell out of it.
Which, I mean, so you basically saying you a liar. You say we not going to have an honest relationship. Why ask?
Pretty much.
As long as, I'm not in trouble, I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with
that?
I think that's smart.
You know what? Well, he going to be smart by himself. That's where he's going to be at.
That's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
I only lie when I'm in trouble. You only lie to get out of trouble. What's wrong with that? That everybody does that.
But
I mean,
if you're trying to talk to somebody,
when you was a little kid and you got in trouble, what's the first thing you did? You lied. It wasn't me. Mom, it wasn't me. Who drank the Kool-Aid? Wasn't me. Your lips red in the motherfucker. Wasn't me. I didn't drink it.
I mean, how did you take that? How did you take that when he said it to you?
Then he's not going to be honest. That's basically how I put it. If you're going to lie to get out of trouble, because what other trouble would you have to lie to me about? Okay, if you're going to jail, why would you lie to me about jail? I would think if we're in a relationship, you would want me to help you. So it's like, what other trouble are you talking about? You know you're going to fuck up.
Janine, I'm going to poke holes in your story. Because he was honest with you when he told you, I only lie when I'm in trouble. He was honest.
Yeah.
So how does that make him a liar? He was honest with you when he told you that. So how you going to hold that against him?
Really?
He could have lied and told you, I don't lie. But he told you the truth. I only lie when I'm in trouble.
That's great. He told me the truth.
You should. I mean, that's something very. You should respect that man for telling you the truth. What man gonna tell you he gonna lie? Hey, I'm gonna lie to you every goddamn day of the week. Ain't no man gonna tell you that. But he told you the truth.
Uh-huh.
If I'm in trouble with you, I'm gonna lie. Then that's
but
the truth.
He didn't try to say that. That's not what he was saying though. So I came back with, well, what type of trouble would you get in?
Yeah.
So that's what I came back with. What type of trouble would you get in that you would have to lie about? And he tried to turn it around and say, oh, if I was going to jail or something like that. Okay, so you lying. You see what I'm saying? Because now you tried to bring up jail or some shit like that. Why would you lie to me about going to jail?
Because he was in trouble.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes I just communicate with people to amuse myself, and I was amused.
Well, I mean, he told you up front.
And that's
so
right.
See, back you asked
me
that question.
You would be a liar.
No, now you asking him that question.
Mm-hmm.
He felt he was in trouble, so he brought up the jail time.
There you go.
Oh, goodness. Well, you started off wrong.
Well, yeah, I would have said something.
I mean,
I would have thought of a few other things to say before I said, yeah, only lie when I'm in trouble. I would have even brought that shit up.
I wouldn't even say that. I wouldn't even say that at all. That's what I'm saying. Why would you even say that at all? That you're basically saying I'm not going to be honest. If I'm saying I want somebody to be honest to me, oh, well, I only lie. Okay, well, you're not going to be honest.
Well,
I mean,
I can see your point.
That's great you letting me know from the very beginning. But, I mean, if
he did.
Then that means you're not who I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically how women look at it.
Well, the only thing he got to do, besides staying it that way, just being honest, being brutally honest.
I think that's what he was trying to do. Just being
brutally
honest.
God damn.
And you just weren't ready for that. You wasn't ready for that. That's all. He caught your ass off guard.
You know what? He didn't catch me off guard.
He caught you off guard with that line right there. You wasn't expecting to hit no shit like that. I only laugh when I'm in trouble, baby. Ain't no woman ready to hit no shit like that. What did he just say? Let me think about what you just said.
You shook my head for a second. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Tell me he didn't just say that. Now, that'd been funny to me.
I was in trouble. Shit. It was funny. It was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna lie to you though. See, that's what you should have said. That might have went a whole conversation. Might went a whole different way. I lie when I'm in trouble, but I ain't gonna lie to you.
But you didn't have to say that at all. You could have said something like, "I could respect that." You know what I'm saying? You could have said something very simple. You didn't even have to say whether you were going to be that person or not.
Well, if he had to do it over, he'd probably do something different.
I'm sure.
He said something different. That's some dumbass shit to say.
That was my thing. I mean, that it sounded foolish. That's why I didn't understand. Why would you even say that? That sounds foolish.
I don't know.
I was wondering if that was just me or did other people think the same way.
I don't think it's just you. Because if a woman would have told me that, I would have said, "What?"
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to go outside and smoke a cigarette. I'm out this bitch. This motherfucker just told me she a fucking liar. I mean, who does that? Who admit that they a liar?
Exactly.
I lie all the time. I ain't never tell the truth.
That's crazy. I'm lying right now.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta go pick up this check. How much is check for? Just a little, like $100,000. Just a little money. I'll be right back. I'm like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Where that check at? I had to turn it over to my mama because, you know, I owe back child support.
Mm-mm.
So it is. Yes. All right, man. It's about that time, brother.
Okay. All right, Jadeen. You ain't last words for us. Don't lie.
I only lie to get out of trouble. I don't just lie.
But it was a good show. It was a good coffee with everybody. And I will be on here tomorrow.
So, good, Molly Mall. Molly must still be shopping. The license.
It's been real. Till tomorrow.
Yeah, with the $600 ring.
Oh my God, leave me alone.
What must
that be? Where should go?
Here I am.
Taking pictures
yeah,
of her.
Yeah, man. I know, I'm looking at it like damn near about to cry. No, but good show. You know, I'm glad I was able to connect with y'all once again, and I will holler at you tomorrow.
What's up? All right, big dog, what you got?
Man, we could have used that car. I could have crashed that motherfucker. Part two.
No. Definitely no.
You know what I'm saying? Drive that motherfucker up to a tree and jump out.
That would
work perfectly in the next scene.
Hey, can you say Photoshop? We can do that. I know Bill, you can do it.
Alright, thank you everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Tomorrow night, y'all, we're streaming on Gangsterville, so y'all know what it is. Peace, love, and head grief. God bless. Good night.
All right, y'all. SandCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up. Y'all know the routine. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.